It's been crazy. It's been an emotional roller coaster, I think, for, you know, obviously for me, I think for all of us, you know, nobody's happy with where we're at. I mean, we're 2-5, and that sucks. It's unfortunate. And I think when something like this happens, it's sad because of my relationship with Coach Olson, you know, what he's done for me, how much he's taught me, and how I feel about him. You know, it's hard to have him go. And then it's, you know, almost hard that, you know, for me, I'm naturally a very excited and energetic guy, that I'm also very excited and like, oh, wow, this is exciting. And then you feel guilty for being excited. And then you realize we have a game in 7 days, and the players are like, oh gosh, who's this guy? What is he going to be doing? He's only been talking to Blake. And so it's just, you know, it's up and down. It's up and down. And it's just one of those things. It's we've addressed the fact that we're not happy with where we're at. We're 2-5. We've got work to do to get better and get back on a good track.
Did Gus give you a roadmap and say, hey, I want to see more of this called, or in philosophy wise?
I think it was more Gus asking me kind of my vision and how I look at things, how what I see when I do game planning and so forth. And I think that when I kind of explained to him kind of my process, and the process is I've always tried to use and stay true to it, I think he was excited about that. And he saw that there's as long as there's always a vision, a pointed vision that I can give and then I can teach to the guys, because we're teachers. And I think that if what I am envisioning gives us the best chance to win can be given to those guys and they execute it, we'll always have a chance.
How do you walk the line between making some changes, not making too many changes because of the week, and then still having to figure out, you know, Blake getting right mechanically and all that? How do you balance all that without...
That's a great question. it's a great question. I think, you know, the quarterback position's a very difficult position to play. And I think that he always has to feel his, you know, some great support, especially from a guy like me in the position that we've just been kind of put in, with kind of being thrown to the fire and getting it going. And I think that as long as he knows that I'm there for him and I want to help make him successful through all the different things, whether it's mechanics or just understanding what we're trying to accomplish versus our next opponent, I think that's kind of the first step. And then it kind of branches off to the players, letting them understand how we want to, you know, attack. And it's a whirlwind, because you still want to feel horrible for a guy that, once again, that I care a whole bunch about. And but then at the same time, it comes right back to the roller coaster of saying, hey, you gotta get ready to win. So
there's some things right now that you know that you can, that you thought heavily about, but maybe Ole wasn't on the same page or Blake wasn't on the same page, and you can bring that in right now and make a change?
What I would tell you is I think Coach Olson and I, we were always on the same page. I really do. I think my job was the quarterback coach, and I wanted to be the best quarterback coach for Coach Olson. And whatever his vision was, I always wanted to try to get that to Blake. For saying that there's really a difference, I mean, I guess sometimes when you're watching a game, everybody looks at it different. You know, every one of you guys will watch a game and probably interpret a play different than another person. I think that's the beauty of the game of football. So I think that there is going to be somewhat of a different vision. It's not that there's any philosophical differences between me and Coach Olson. It's just I just might at that time look at it different and call it different, or at the same time I might do some of the same things. I mean, it's one of those things that will go back and forth.
From your perspective, what's wrong with the running game right now?
We're not gaining a lot of yards from a simple standpoint. You know, it's never just one thing. I mean, if it was, I think it'd be easy to just hop right in there and say, oh, we'll do this and we'll be good. And it's something that, you know, I now need to look at it from a different perspective. You know, a lot of the time I was kind of working with Blake on the pass game and stuff like that. So I really need to throw myself into the run game. And that's something that I've always loved. I learned it from a very, very young age, being around some of the very, very great running backs growing up as a kid, that you have to, the quarterback's best friend is the run game. And I think that if you can develop a run game, that's always going to help you. But it has to be balanced. It goes both ways. And I think that when you kind of look at the whole thing, it hasn't been successful. And that's why we just have to take a good, hard look and admit some things and really work on some things that we think we can be good at.
And from your perspective, what's wrong with Blake right now?
You know, I love Blake. Everybody keeps telling me there's things wrong with him, and I understand that because we're not winning. But he's also done a lot of really good things. And I think that sometimes people try to focus on all the negative things with Blake. And I don't really do that. I try to look at more of the positive things and see how we can do those more to get him into a more comfort level. I think like we talked about the run game a second ago, if you don't have a run game, you put a lot more on him to try to throw the ball so many times, and you're in those situations, it's not good for any quarterback, let alone an only third-year quarterback. And that's now going to be on his third coordinator. So I think when you look at that, there's always things that he's dealing with, whether maybe there was an issue across the board from offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. There's so many things that go into it to say, oh, Blake is just playing horrible. I mean, it's really we're all in on this together. I mean, we're all in it from the whole offense. And I think that's one thing that I really want to make sure they all know, that it's not just Blake. It's not just this person or this person or this person. It's all of us. And we have to just be better at getting on the same page and helping him, which will then help everyone, and everybody will be like, oh, he's great.
Yeah. Does he pick him off the mat at all? I mean,
excuse me?
From a psychological standpoint, do you feel like you have to pick him up off the mat?
I think it kind of goes for all of us. He picks me up. I pick him up. I don't like losing either, you know? I mean, I think we've all tried to do a really good job. I mean, we still have a job to do. And when you're 2-5, it's hard. And I think, you know, as a coach, you're always coming in positive. You're always working hard. And I think that's one thing I appreciate from Blake. He's helped me, and then I've helped him. And it's a mutual thing. I think that's why we have a really good relationship.
He's flying in as quarterback's guru, Adam. How does that – can that be a good thing this week? Can it get in the way? Where do you
– I mean, it's really – I want Blake to feel comfortable. I mean, if Blake feels comfortable working with him, that's awesome. That's somebody that he really leaned on last year, and I knew about all that.
Sure.
And it's crazy because when you look at the amount of time that we get to be with everybody and the time that we get to practice, it's not as much as everybody thinks. I mean, that has really happened. I remember when I first got in the league like 10 years ago, I mean, it was unbelievable. We were with them all the time. It was great. But I think that now that has gone, guys have to get out there and they have to take care of some stuff themselves. And I think that Blake, if he's got somebody that he trusts and he believes in, and it makes him better and it makes him more confident, I mean, of course, I want him to do that. I want to support that, and I'll be there with him and whatever it takes. And now if it makes him, you know, not feel comfortable, well, then I'm going to be like, okay, we got to stop. So I think it's, you know, once again, it's about Blake. It's about him feeling comfortable. And if we can get that done, then I think it's just going to make us better.
What do you see from him on tape that says, okay, let's build on that? What is he doing well?
Lots of stuff. If I told you, though, I wouldn't want anybody else to know. you know, there's a lot of things just from the mid-range game and stuff. His completion percentage last year, I believe, was 58%. And there's some things that he's gone up in completion percentage that's been good. And there's been some things that have caused him not to get even more completions that he possibly could have. You know, last year he had a lot of things that you're like, what are you doing? And the good thing is that his eyes are in the right spot. He's feeling the pass concepts. He's understanding where he's going with the ball. Sometimes, just for whatever reason, it might not be executed well enough from across the board, from, like I said, the offensive line, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. I mean, it goes across for everybody. So I think that, once again, we get everybody on the same page. We focus on some of those things that I've seen him do well, and I think that'll help us.
He did say for the second week, he said, we need to find out who we are and what we do well.
Mm.
Is it concerning that 7 games in, you don't know who you are offensively and what you do well?
I mean, it's frustrating when we're 2-5. I mean, whether we knew who we were or we weren't. So I think that's something you're always trying to find as an offensive coordinator, somebody that's trying, because you want to do what the players like and what they feel comfortable in. You want to be able to call something that they're like, you can call that 18 times in a row and I'm going to get after it. So I think that we're always searching for that, but it's not as easy as saying it's always going to be, you know, that. Then this stuff would be easy. So I think that it's, like I said, I think it's just been a compilation of a lot of stuff, and I think it's, you know, we just have to kind of get that all in one straight line.
Do you think that you will make a more concerted effort to not abandon the running game when it's not working early?
I have always felt, like I said, the best thing in the world for a quarterback is a run game. I have always absolutely loved running the ball. I remember my first year at the Bills. I mean, I believe we were like one of the tops in the league. And I think it's one of those things is any time that you can let a young quarterback go and give it to Chris Ivory or TJ Yeldon, they're going to run right down the field and get a couple yards. I think that even if it doesn't work, they still have to defend it. So I think that you're always going to want to try to run the ball as much as you can and kind of force that envelope. But still have things to get off of. I mean, again, don't want to give too much away, but you want to have enough to be able to have them defend everything.
How much does your history with Doug Marone help you guys get on the same page from a protection standpoint?
it's awesome. I mean, he's a guy that I've been with for going on 6 years now. Who would have thought? And he's a very good friend. I've been with him for a long time. He knows me. I know him. He knows how I work. He's been in there. He's watched me run around like a madman, and it's great to have him as somebody there that I can lean on and ask the questions that I'll have about the run game, about the pass game.
Regardless of how you got this opportunity, how big of a chance is this for you to be back calling the plays?
I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to call a play in the NFL, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is the greatest profession in the world. I mean, to be able to just have that chance to call a play, I mean, be out in front of the crowd, be out there with those guys. And really, it's about them. I mean, the play calling, it's one of those things. It's more about the vision, and it's about loving the coach to coach on during practice and showing them and teaching them. That's what I love. I think when you get to give people your vision, I think that's the most important thing, and watching it kind of come alive on game day. And I think that's what you're always striving for. So I think it's great. What happens after this? I mean, I haven't even had time to think about anything. I just really love this team. I love these guys. I'm thankful for Gus. I'm thankful for Ole. I'm thankful for everything. And I just want to get to work, and I want to try to figure out a good plan to get after these guys that the guys can be confident in.
Is there any worry the first drive? I know you're talking about, you know, just because we make a switch, that doesn't mean everything's going to be better. But they go out there, and if they don't have success in that first drive, the here we go again thing creeping in. I mean, is it possible to put too much importance on a first drive?
No, I don't put importance on that at all. I mean, every single thing is about who's winning at the end of the game. I mean, let's face it. I mean, everyone might forget the first drive if you win the game. If you get the first drive and you don't score again, that's not good either. So I think it's about being a consistent offense. And it's a roller coaster. I mean, the whole game is always. You never know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to be thrown at you. The Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator is a legend, and who knows what he's going to do. It's about how you react with everything. It's about how whatever happens that first drive, whether you do good, whether you do bad, how do you react after that? What's your confidence in the next drive? What's your confidence in the guys next to you? So I think it's always, you know, you can't just focus on one thing in this game. You can't say it's just one situation, one deal, because then you're locking yourself down, and the minute that gets fixed, there's so many other situations, you might slide on another thing. So it's about the all-encompassing thing, keeping everybody together throughout the whole game.
I've always been told that mechanically getting to a quarterback at this time is not good, that it happens during the offseason. But with Adam coming in, how concerned are you about trying to change Blake there compared to maybe some scheme changes?
You know, like I said, it's about his confidence. It's about his confidence and getting him to be confident. He knows that I support him a whole bunch. And I just want him to feel comfortable out there with all the progressions, with the reads, what I'm asking him to do, and that when he drops back and throws, he's confident. And whatever I got to do to help him get there, I'm going to do it. And, you know, there's a lot of different philosophies on how that is during the season. Obviously, during the season, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people asking questions. A lot of people watching stuff. You can't go in the dark and kind of train and nobody see you. So, you know, that's it's always a challenge, but heck, it's a challenge anytime.